Good morning to everyone. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend. The last weekend of January. In 2 days or 3 days, we hit February. And we continue reading from St. Mark's chapter 4 in the Mass today. With the coming of evening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross over to the other side." I imagine those invitations of our Lord to his disciples, to his apostles, to his friends. "Come with me. Let's go there." You know, like friends do with each other. And to receive an invitation or kind of instruction by the Master gives me excitement. What a wonderful experience that should have been. That would have been, and I dream about it, with Jesus, to be with Jesus. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him just as he was in the boat. And there were other boats with him. Then it began to blow a gale. Well, I've been to the Sea of Galilee, where this event took place. And this sea, this body of water, is super placid. I mean, so smooth the surface. You won't detect any wave or movement in the water. It's like stagnant, but so peaceful. And then but it's also true that there are sudden storms that develop there. As is narrated here, there began to blow a gale and the waves were breaking into the boat so that it was almost swamped. I went in a boat also around, a typical boat today, 20 or so centuries after this gospel, this event that is recorded here. And to imagine that the boat was almost swamped. Now, this boat is not like a bangka or a small one of these ferries between Bataan, or rather Mactan and Cebu. A bit bigger. Huh? And those waves must have been very big and the wind so strong. And our Lord was in the stern. That means at the back of the boat, his head on the cushion asleep. Wow. He must have been really dead tired to be so asleep in the midst of this storm. They woke him. Yeah, I could imagine that. They ran to him for help. They woke him and said to him, "Master, do you not care?" It's a question that we also have directed to God, to Santo Niño, to the Virgin Mary. Because our prayers seem not to be heard. We seem to be talking to a wall. Do you not care? Well, these people did, these disciples asked, would be excusable because, well, you know, they were still in the process of determining who was this Jesus? What was he? Human? Divine? Some genie? So that's why what they questioned or what they asked was excusable. "Master, do you not care? We are going down." But for us, we look at this event after the fact, so many centuries, so many stories across the centuries, the history of the church. And why it's hard to understand, why would we still ask the Lord, do you not care? After I have done for you so many things, from the rising of the sun to waking you up this morning, making you able to breathe and exhale, to walk, to bathe yourself, to be able to see and to hear. Maybe we ask this question because there is something specific that we want, that we are maybe in the most dire need of, and our Lord does not give it. So we ask, do you not care? And forget the rest of the gifts that He has given us. Of course He cares. Of course, absolutely. So this lack of reply or agreement with your petition, there must be something else here. We have to think. We have to pray about it. But not to accuse Him like, do you not care? Because even when He delays in answering, that's also a gift. He's caring for us. I don't know, like a coach tells his athlete to continue swimming or running, and you complain. It's typical. No, athletes complain when they're pushed by their coaches. But they know it's good for them, because it was part of the regimen. It was part of the development plan for them in preparation for the Olympic Games. To increase their stamina, to increase whatever. Why don't we think like that with the Lord? Because maybe we are so self-centered and we don't want to fit in anymore into this way of understanding the Lord. Because we want what we want. Well, that's where the self-centeredness lies. Master, do you not care? We are going down. And He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, quiet now, be calm. And the winds dropped, and all was calm again. Then He said to them, why are you so frightened? He may ask the same thing. He is indeed talking to each one of us. Why are you so frightened? Why are you so insecure? Why are you so doubtful? Why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith? The Lord said to His disciples in that boat. As if they did not hear what our Lord said, because the last lines of this gospel tell us they were filled with awe and said to one another, who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey Him. If God wanted to, He would. Whether He should, maybe He has another plan, right? Just like parents do with respect to their children. The children don't understand why you remove the knife, because they were playing with a knife, right? Or fire or something dangerous. You didn't know it was dangerous, but you know, you like to play with it. It was shiny, it was nice. When your parents removed it from you, then you would complain, why mommy? Well, they have something else in mind. God has always something in mind. Where is our faith? God, Holy Spirit, increase our faith. Well, thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen.
చాలా